Hey everybody, it's Shaman Sister Sin, and you're listening to the Meditations and More podcast brought to you by littleshaman.org. That's me, Little Shaman. Today I want to talk to you about why narcissists believe they own you. It's not uncommon for people in relationships with narcissists to feel as though the narcissist in their life thinks they own them. They may take your things without asking, take your money, speak for you, take your vehicle, insist on a detailed accounting of everything you've done, require permission for things, and any number of other controlling, possessive behaviors. This is largely due to the fact that narcissists cannot separate themselves from the world around them. Everything is seen as a part of themselves, the same way that very small children see the world. If they see something they want, they just take it. It's a very simplistic and immature view. This is why no matter how many times you say, "This is mine, please ask me before you use it or take it," they won't. Why should they have to ask? Everything they see belongs to them. This includes you. It's kind of like the way you see your arms and legs. They're yours, you use them, you don't think overly much about them. Narcissists take for granted that what they want is theirs and always will be. This is one reason rejection hits them so hard. It disrupts that way of thinking, it shoots holes in that belief, and they react very negatively to that. If a toddler takes a candy bar from the shelf and tries to leave the store with it, you will stop them. When you do that, they start crying because they want it and they don't understand why they can't have it. Narcissists basically react the same way. It's a reaction of loss and rage created by the inability to understand that not everything belongs to them. Part of the reason for this feeling of ownership also comes from enmeshment. Narcissists enmesh themselves with people. It's the only way they are capable of bonding. Enmeshment is when the boundaries between two people are so poor that it becomes difficult for people to tell where their individual self begins and the other person ends. This results in the narcissist essentially taking over the other person, asserting their needs in place of the other person's needs, and trying to steal their personality and good qualities, like Invasion of the Body Snatchers. When this happens, it increases the feeling of possession and ownership the narcissist has over the other person, and why wouldn't it? They've essentially taken over everything but the person's physical body. Some of the more overt narcissists try to do even that, creating rules and protocols for how the other person is supposed to talk, think, dress, and behave. It's for these reasons that narcissists can become very distressed at autonomous action or individuality by people they believe they own. That's not in the script. The people around narcissists are not supposed to do things that the narcissist doesn't agree with or is not involved in. If they do, the narcissist often takes it as a threat and a rejection, endeavoring to destroy this individuality completely. Now you might say, well, how can it be a threat or a rejection if it has nothing to do with the narcissist? That's the threat. That's why it's a rejection, because it has nothing to do with them or because they weren't consulted or whatever. Pathologically narcissistic people live in a world that revolves around them. Everything and everyone exists for them. They feel no hesitation about taking things, breaking things, using things, or people because they feel it's their right to do so. And no amount of explaining will make them understand that it's not okay. You can tell them over and over and over again, and it won't make a bit of difference. Do yourself a favor. Save your breath. I hope this clears a few things up for you. As always, I look forward to your comments, questions, and suggestions, so please keep those coming. I'd like to thank everybody who contributed to and who continues to contribute to our GoFundMe campaign that we put up after the tornado destroyed our home a few months ago. Thank you so very, very much for that. If you're interested in contributing, there are links to that in the information for this video. You've been listening to the Meditations and More podcast brought to you by littleshaman.org. That's me, Little Shaman. May the Great Spirit bless you and have a wonderful day.